Well, today we're going to look at some news stories that you don't find in the mainstream media, and some have been ignored even in conservative media.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Got a number of news stories, some I've been collecting for several days. I try to put together maybe one or two programs a week where we look back at some of the stories that enticed us over the past days or maybe even a week or so. See if there's something to these stories we need to understand that has been missed. And even stories that are out there that just don't make the cut, so to speak, in a lot of conservative media. One of the hardest things I face each day when I do this program is the amount of research and time reading through many websites, many major news sources, some minor news sources. I've also learned how to be very cautious with a lot of the news sources that many of you rely on, which I have found to be, well, for lack of a better term, unreliable. Clickbait, garbage, fake news, false stuff, tempting headlines and no meat. There's a lot of that out there because, you know, hey, the heart of man loves money. It's the greed thing. And they'll put some outrageous story that a lot of folk that are conservative or care about this country or well-meaning Christians, they see it, they tend to believe it, they share it, and it's not even true. You're getting taken advantage of. So it is a really hard job to go through the news stories of the day. And it's hard to do it every day of the week. I need to spend more time on other things than just digging into the trash heap of the news. And I'm sure a lot of you understand what I mean. But these stories today, just a handful, I really believe as we go through some of these stories together for a few minutes on several different topics, you're going to find them enlightening. And maybe you're going to put two and two together and see the number four or something. It's going to add up a little bit. There's some things that happen that obviously the mainstream media will never touch because it goes against a predetermined political narrative, oftentimes a very evil narrative, one they try to push that's a lie. On the other hand, even conservative media, I believe it falls into one of three camps. A lot of conservative media is corporate owned, which means they're allowed to play the conservative game within certain parameters. And you're never allowed to go outside of those parameters, lest the advertising revenue go down, lest there be attacks against them from government agencies they don't feel like dealing with, even if the story's true. Tucker Carlson's a good example. He started getting into some areas of truth regarding, oh, I don't know, COVID-19 and what's going on in Ukraine and Russian disinformation, a lot of things like that, and he no longer has a job at Fox. You're allowed at Fox to only go so far, and then they pull out the rug or give you a warning. Then you have some of the conservative media out there that doesn't even care about the truth. They care about how many people view the page because it is full of advertising. How many of you have shared stories, and some have shared them with me, from some great conservative website, Patriots, blah, 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 yada, 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 or you name it, conservative Patriots. There's a bunch of them out there. And you ought to be tipped off by the number of advertisements that seem to know a lot about you, that seem to know that you've been looking at certain items, and boy, their advertising is full of stuff. I mean, I've done some experiments looking for things that I actually don't need just to see how many of these clickbait websites are in bed with Google and other companies to spoon-feed me advertising to which they get paid for. Now, look, I understand you need to raise money to operate any kind of an enterprise. I get it. Remember, I'm running a radio program that has to buy broadcast airtime on shortwave, which is not cheap. Thankfully, there's no staff and no paycheck for me. Otherwise, this would be an impossible endeavor in this economy today. But these websites, they'll invent stories that are not even true. They'll take artistic or literary license with a story or a headline to get you to look at it, and you find out you've been had, but you've been served up a bunch of advertising to which they got paid. And I've learned to identify some of those sites, and I pretty well do my best to block them from getting into my email if I can, because they're a waste of my time and yours. And then you have the mainstream media that's all about a single-sided, well, agenda. Other day, I was looking at something, and it was in social media, and it has to do with baby boomers and what have you. And there's this person made a post, seemed like a very friendly one. You kind of wonder what kind of individual this is. This person claims to be just a wonderful Catholic in many choirs and believes in the church, this and that, and then she's pro-abortion, pro-Biden. In other words, everything her church stands for, she's actually against. And I realize, how do people get that way? Well, number one, they don't have a decent relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't get into God's word, so they're clueless. And they're tossed to and fro, as the Bible says, by any wind of doctrine or whatever sounds good. And they want to be accepted in the world in which they live, which happens to be in New Jersey. And they somehow believe they can rectify what the Bible says against what is going on in the party she supports, and she despises anybody that's conservative. Makes no sense. This is delusional. I'm going to get to a couple of stories in literally 25 seconds from now. But I'm going to make a statement, and I have no compunction about this. If you are a Roman Catholic that believes in abortion, you are not a Roman Catholic. You're not even a Christian. Period. End of discussion. You are sending your soul into an eternal hell. Just so you know. And the fact that this Pope, who I think is an imposter to being in that position, the fact they haven't done anything to admonish Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi or other major Roman Catholics that are so wanting abortion up until the moment of birth and even beyond. The fact that there are no excommunications for the likes of those tells me the lampstand is probably in the process of being removed. Look it up in the book of Revelation. Now, getting on to some news stories that the mainstream media will not touch. And I wonder how far, because I really haven't had a chance to watch as much conservative media as I normally do. I do watch Newsmax occasionally, and I watch a few others. But even with Newsmax, every time they do a Trump rally, they immediately say, and Mr. Trump was saying the election was stolen. We don't believe that. Well, that's because you got because the corporate shills that run your paycheck have told you to basically blind yourself with a hot poker and never look for the truth, period. Now, a few of the hosts are bold enough to indicate that they believe it's stolen, like I do. But at the corporate level, no, they're not buying it, which is why I don't buy half of what they say. Fox News is no better. We really don't have a good quality news source out there. When you have to wade deep to find the truth in a supposedly conservative news site, you're in a world of hurt. There was a story that came out the other day. Now, Russia's top criminal investigative body, I know, you're a Putin puppet, Bob. No, this. Listen, hear me out. They're talking about how a company we know of quite well, that the United States and NATO member countries have been using Ukraine and even a company by the name of Burisma, sound familiar? To finance some, shall we say, acts of terrorism, like the Moscow attack that killed 100 and some odd civilians, the pipeline explosion in the Baltic Sea, just to name a couple. And Obviously, the leftist media will say, well, there's no evidence. Yeah, there's no evidence that the COVID vaccine is harmful. I mean, it's safe and effective. As someone said, safe and effective, it's not one lie, but two. Safe? It's a lie. Effective? That's a lie. We now know that. Some people still refuse to believe it. And they keep going back for more, but thankfully that's increasingly the minority. And, you know, the other thing is Moscow has accused the company Burisma, where Hunter Biden made like $1 million a year just to be like, just to do nothing. Wouldn't that be a great job? Just do nothing. Stay home. Get paid $1 million. Why would they give him $1 million to never show up to be on their board? You'd think there might be a reason. You'd think people with intelligence above room temperature IQs could figure that out, but they can't. And anybody that can connect some dots, there's some truth, I firmly believe, in what Russia is saying. For example, it has been established that funds received through commercial organizations, in particular the oil and gas company Burisma, Burisma Holdings, operating in Ukraine, have been used in recent years to carry out terrorist acts in the Russian Federation, as well as abroad, in order to eliminate prominent political and public figures and causing economic damage. And, of course, the Daily Beast would say, oh, no, no, that's wrong. And, you know, MSNBC, oh, that's Russian disinformation. But think about it. What do you mean, no evidence? Democrats here in the United States, Biden supporters will say, no evidence. No evidence of anything. The reason I know that, MSNBC told me there's no evidence. Well, I believe if you look at it carefully, how much money did the Biden family make from their Ukrainian deals and contracts? A lot. But they don't want to admit that they did. And I really believe that Russia may have the goods now that they've been in Ukraine on the Biden administration. And I believe that's why there's panic at the White House these days with the election coming up. And I still have to wonder, will Biden even run for president? Will something, a lot of people are speculating, and I've been, I told you my feelings last year that somehow, some way, I don't think there's enough cheating that could be done like they could in 2020, where the margins were relatively close. I don't think you could pull off enough cheating, especially realizing that substantial parts of your base in the Democrat Party are eroding because of incompetence out of this White House. You are losing black voters. You're losing women and young people increasingly. That's why the idea of, hey, let's pay off some student debt. Even though the Supreme Court had said in the past you can't do it, they're going to keep promising what they cannot deliver and hoping and really wishing to the stars that thankfully the public education system is so bad that these students will believe their loans are going to be canceled. And when it all comes to push and shove after the election, if Biden wins, oh, I'm sorry, the Supreme Court, we got to get rid of the Supreme Court. That's what's going to happen. You know it and I know it. Joe Biden and this administration have done something that nobody's been able to do in a long time. I can remember way back in high school, over a half century ago, understanding that there was a rift between the Soviet Union and China. They both may have been communist nations, but they didn't get along that well with each other. They didn't really like each other. And so they tolerated at best each other. But they certainly were not, you know, best friends. Well, thanks to Joe Biden, some things that we thought could never happen have happened. I think in 1972, Richard Nixon and company thought they could really bring China into the world as a force against the Soviet Union. How did that work out? Not well. I think it was a great idea gone wrong. But there was a story in the Wall Street Journal the first part of the week that says Russia and China double down on defying the United States. Now, there's a mainstream source, but it doesn't really get picked up by a lot of the stuff most people see. Now, understand, Russia and China were adversaries until Joe Biden was, you know, that was selected and made the resident of the White House. And what was it last week that Biden made the urgent call to PJ Singh for the first time since, like, what, 2022, almost, you know, 2 years? And he warned the Chinese leader to stop helping Russia or else face some sanctions. And we really mean it this time. Right. We don't mean anything we say. I'm sorry. These clowns, I mean, these buffoons and clowns, and that includes Blinken at the State Department. What, that little wormy guy from the Department of Defense, the old little admiral. What, they're just idiots. They're embarrassments, but they don't see it. They're so blinded by their own delusion. We keep putting sanctions on Russia, and all of our sanctions are doing because we are a weakened nation in the world. Let's get with that program. The United States is no longer a powerful nation in this world. We've lost it. We are eroding. We're becoming a laughingstock, especially among Iran and any terrorist group in the Middle East and any terrorist Middle Eastern type group in the United States. I don't know. You could be in Dearborn, Michigan. You could be anywhere where there's a substantial population and they're screaming death to America. You saw that on TV, I'm sure. And what does Biden do? He tries to double down to get those voters back. I mean, these people are calling him Genocide Joe. He's desperate for their vote. He will compromise the United States sovereignty and our security for a vote. If you hadn't figured that out, you need to. Biden, the bumbling boob and buffoon in the White House, is going to push us into a war just so he can get reelected, if he's not careful. Now, remember, every time we've done sanctions on Russia from our weakening point of view, it's like throwing, you know, aviation jet fuel on the fire. It gets their economy in Russia hotter. There was a concept years ago. We didn't hear much about it. Nobody much talks about it yet today, called BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. And this is an idea that Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, would come together and say, phooey on the American petrodollar. We don't want it anymore. We don't want your good faith and credit. Look at your dollar bill. Worth pennies by comparison to what it used to be worth. When I was a kid, these notes were Federal Reserve notes backed by gold. In other words, a tangible asset. And then we went off the gold standard under Nixon. I don't know why, but we did. And gold was $35 an ounce. Now gold is, what, $2,000 an ounce? That'll tell you how much our dollar's worth. Because if the dollar was worth, you know, so many, it took 1 ounce of gold to equal $35. Now it takes 1 ounce of gold to equal $2,000. That means your money is worth less. It takes more dollars to buy the same amount of gold. Quite a bit of it, I might add. And so what was Brazil and Russia and India and China and South Africa debating? Hey, how about a gold-backed currency for the world through us? And if you want to buy these natural resources like lithium for your electric vehicles or gas and fossil fuels, you know, from the Middle East, you'll have to buy it with our currency, and we're not going to take that funny money, that American funny money, anymore. People laughed at that concept. But Joe Biden's sanctions are pushing Russia and China quicker into creating this worldwide currency that pretty much hollows us out. And then you got this dementia-ridden grandma by the name of Janet Yellen running around the world talking about to Russia like, we're going to give you some significant consequences. Are you an idiot, woman? You're long past your expiration date as far as being useful. All you are is the old bag lady for Victoria Nuland's New World Order strategies that upset and created the mess we have right now in Ukraine and all over the world. Little Victoria Nuland, a stooge of the CIA and other clandestine globalists, has been messing the world up for 50 years. Worse and worse. And I really believe that they messed up everything from the Bay of Pigs and even before then, which has caused instability unnecessarily in the world, and millions of people have died as a result of their stupidity, their arrogance, and their greed. Yeah. So you have Grandma yelling out there, yelling at the Russians, you may face some significant consequences. I mean, how many more significant consequences can we take? Because every time you give us a significant consequence, the value of our gold keeps going up, and even our currency. And one day the rest of the world is going to say, we don't need the United States and their meddling any longer. And the same White House that meddles in Ukraine meddles everywhere. We got to secure the border in Ukraine while leaving the border in the southern part of the United States wide open. And millions upon millions upon millions of people have crossed that border. We don't know where they are. And considering a country like China doesn't let their people just leave and wander away so they can illegally cross a border, why are there so many Chinese coming across the border? Saw a story. Not 100% sure yet of the fullness of its accuracy, but I'm going to give this one just a little benefit of the doubt. Why are these Chinese coming across our border and learning how to fire certain weapons? That's the claim, and it would not surprise me. Why are they becoming proficient at weapons after they cross our border within weeks? I just wanted you to kind of understand where we are in this world today. We're playing these buffoons in Washington and in Ottawa and in London and all over the world and Brussels. These people are putting you and your kids and your grandkids and this world in harm's way. From a biblical perspective, I want you to think about this before we go to the break. From a biblical perspective. Now, I'm not going to try to get into some big lesson on prophecy here, okay? So don't get me wrong. But please hear me out. I can remember reading books that had predictions that never came true. But even in the books written that tried to set a date, there was some elements of truth in their writings. And I know you have people that come into various camps, some that look at the book of Revelation as all of it was fulfilled by 77 AD, part of it was fulfilled, and then another group that says none of it has been fulfilled. And I kind of lie in the mixture of the two personally, but I'm not going to be totally dogmatic. Oh, I know that's going to upset somebody, but please just kind of bear with me and use common sense and not reactionary thinking. Well, you don't believe it exactly the way my pastor teaches it, so you must be wrong. Well, your pastor could be wrong too. We both could be wrong. You never know. We see through a glass dimly, according to Scripture. I'll be preaching on that at my church this coming Sunday. Call the sermon Face to Face. We are setting ourselves up for something I don't think we ever could have conceived of 10 years ago. Definitely not 30 or 40 years ago. Definitely not when they wrote the book, The Late Great Planet Earth and Others, The 88 Reasons That Jesus Will Return in 1988. The idea of this Russian and Chinese alliance was something that nobody could have ever conceived. They didn't have that on their bingo card. They didn't see that one coming. What, Russia and China? All of a sudden, partners? How could this be? And who are they going to partner with? As we keep messing around in the Middle East. And I know some of you have different opinions about the Middle East, Israel, and all of that. You're welcome to your opinions. I'm welcome to mine. I think we're playing with fire in the wrong place. I'm not saying that Israel is a godly nation. Far from it. That's the nation of Noah Harari, the extraordinarily dangerous guy that is the advisor to the World Economic Forum and thinks that, there is no God. We're just going to merge man with machine and then we'll live eternally. That kind of idiot. But there's something sacred about that land that I think a lot of people are missing. And I don't think God has abandoned his land. And let me put it this way. The American church is spiritually diseased and in many parts dead. Dead and rotting dead. I mean stinking to high heaven, rotting dead. A lot of the American church. A lot of it's feel good. A lot of it's got bad theology. It's got horrifically apostate theology. Antichrist theology. And what we're getting down to, if you as a Christian are intellectually honest, true believers in Jesus Christ are merely a remnant in this world today. Let me say it again. True believers, that doesn't mean you have all knowledge and know everything and you have it 100% right, especially in your eschatology, end time things. It's the minority. The majority of the people in the United States today are non-believers, and they are enemies of the cross. The majority. We don't even have cultural Christianity of any value left. And in many parts of this nation, we don't even pretend. Remember during the pandemic, Lori Lightfoot in Chicago was going after those evil churches. She didn't care about a lot of other stuff, but boy, those churches, got to get them. That was an assault. And she meant it because, look, these people knew the truth, but they were buying the lie and loved it. So we're setting up something. People have tried to reconcile if the book of Revelation in terms of Armageddon is talking about an end time event. Some people said, would it be the hordes from Russia or the hordes from the Far East? Thanks to Janet Yellen, thanks to Victoria Nuland, and thanks to the bumbling boob in the White House, buffoons they are, it's going to be the Chinese and the Russians coming together. Because all we have done in this administration is we are speeding up the train on the track and the trestle is out and all they're doing is turning that engine wide open, heading toward the cliff. And all they worry about up there in the big locomotive is how many babies we can kill before we get there. How much abortion can be for everything we need to discuss in the election. They'll divide us on one issue, and I'm afraid they could win. Because America is not as Christian of a nation as we want to believe it is, and people will decide sacrificing an innocent life so my life can be better. Moloch worship may be the way to go. Orange man, no good. Must have abortion. Yeah, it's going to come down to some pretty pagan things come November. And as much as those of you like me that are conservatives that hope for something better, I will tell you, as I told you, well, I started the program in August of 2020, warning you, don't think it's in the bag. Don't think that the poll numbers are going our way. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe any of it. You learned what happened the day after the election in 2020 and the big red wave of 2022. It never materialized. It was barely a puddle. You're getting played. Hey, I've got a couple of other stories on the other side of this break. that are equally as disturbing, but these are very much domestic issues, and it shows the rot to the core of our society. You need to hear them. You need to understand them so you can identify them even in your wonderful small town America community where we love God and Jesus and we go to parades every Memorial Day. This satanic rot is taking out the pillars of your town and you don't even see it. Do you believe in the mission and ministry of Truth to Ponder? Today we're doing the news. Tomorrow we'll try to bring you some hope, but today it's a news day. And I've told you in recent months that I need to make a balance on this program of giving you the news and then giving you some hope. Today we're talking about the news. I don't know how many hours it took in reading all these stories. And I mean, I have some that I wanted to use in this first segment that I can't even get to about mRNA vaccines and cancer treatments and some other stories that should be very alarming. Matter of fact, I'll hit one when we get to the other side of the break that the experts can't seem to understand, but I think many of you will. And then I try to expose how our culture is being destroyed from within, how the church is being destroyed from within. There's no external war. It's from inside. It's an inside job. And we put this radio program on shortwave where many people seek alternative news and information. And I want to stay there as long as we possibly can. And thanks to the faithfulness of some of you, we can do it. But I need more of you now more than ever before. Go to our website, truth2ponder.com. 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 Go to the menu and you'll find a page or tab for support. Everything you need to know is there, including how to support us online using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online financial processing corporation. We've had wonderful results with them for the past almost 3 years. We dumped PayPal early on. The other way is to make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, and the zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, make the check out to Ancient Word Radio and mail it to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Heaven's Lemonade Stands coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get in a moment. My first real business experience came with my friend Larry. We were probably about 7 years old. Larry had an idea to go into business selling lemonade. A lemonade stand. And I wonder why as kids, there's always a lemonade stand. That's the first business. Never insurance stands, never stock options or commodities, just lemonade. You know, you figured you start out with lemons, then you just diversify after that. Well, I kind of oversaw things. Larry dealt with a lemonade. I had a bag of lemons, cut them, squeezed them, water, ice, sugar, and we were in business. Sold about 3 cups, mostly to our parents. And even then it was questionable because we had 4 parents. We only managed to sell 3 cups. One parent was holding out. Well, lemonade's interesting. By themselves, lemons are some of the most sour things you can taste. Your lips naturally pucker up, but add some ice and sugar, it becomes sweet and water and delicious. So the lemonade principle is this. In your life, you've had tragedies, you've had things go wrong, you've had sorrows, you've had setbacks, you had disabilities, things not go as the way you wanted them to go. Well, as the first business that a lot of children go into is the lemonade business. So the first business of the children of the kingdom is the lemonade business of heaven. Messiah is the Redeemer, the Goel in Hebrew. He's the one who redeems things. He doesn't just throw things out. He replaces it. He redeems it. That means he takes the bad, the pain, the junk. He turns it into good. He takes the things of your life, turns it into good. If he turns all things for good, in the end, it becomes good. That's his nature. And now it's your nature in him because you're in him Your nature is to learn how to do this. No matter how sour, bitter things are in your life, you apply the power of God, the power of spirit, faith, the presence of Messiah, and that sour thing is going to turn into something beautiful. Learn how to do it. It's as simple as making lemonade. Want more? Ask for the Lemonade Principle on CD. Now, feeling like your walk with God could use a spiritual boost, we got the answer. Free subscription to Sapphire's Warning Uses Directive. It can revolutionize your walk for victory. And the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, all free. You're going to love it. How do you get this? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real name, Yeshua. Write it down and call it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA-1. Now, I invite you to minister with me in two of the most exciting ministries, to beam the word of life around the earth by shortwave radio to all continents. It's amazing. And to the Jewish people who gave you the gospel. How? It's amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. The zip is 07644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. The zip, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, turn those lemons around, my friend. Peace be to you in Messiah, HaGoel, the Redeemer.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Well, I've got a few more news stories that I want to share with you today, things you might not be getting from a lot of the mainstream media, definitely not from MSNBC or CNN there. And if they do share any of the story, they're going to try to, well, put it in a certain light so certain things cannot even be assumed to be possibly true. You'll understand in just a moment. New York Post. Yeah, New York Post. They get a bad rap sometimes from the mainstream media, especially when they expose stories like the Hunter Biden laptop and they're accused of being liars, get deplatformed by Twitter at the time under the prior ownership for spreading Russian disinformation, and it all turned out to be 100% true. The worst part is everybody knew it was true. I mean, the 51 intelligence officers knew the story was true, and they willingly lied to get Biden in the White House. We now know from surveys that had people been told that story and believed it, Biden would not have been in the White House. There would not have been enough cheating possible. Which is why I think there's panic in Mudville right now. Yeah, because Biden's campaign is they raised $25 million bringing in Clinton and Obama, and they drug in Biden and drugged him up so he'd look like he could walk. And they raised $25 million, and Trump raised $50. Americans have had enough, so they're going to have to fight harder, or as I've been telling you, some theories out there, are they plausible? Maybe. I said last year that I did not think that Biden would make it to the November election and would be potentially replaced. And I shared Lyndon Johnson. Now, Johnson got out early while the getting was good. But Biden, it's a little different. The other potential candidates, none of which anybody in the establishment Democrat Party would like at the time. All you had was like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And they don't like him because he would go after certain things that the Democrats now like. And so they couldn't have Biden drop out and make this an open primary. They had to keep it closed. And they're going to keep it closed all the way, I believe, as many do, to the convention or after the final, well, the final primary. Then Biden can have those delegates vote the way they want him to. So, you know, I still have a feeling, a strong one. I'm not a prophet, so I can't make a prediction. But if I was, you know, like buying stock in something or, you know, making a little side bet on something I could afford to bet, yeah, I would bet that Biden will not be the nominee. That's just my instinct. I may be wrong. But the New York Post ran a story Now remember, they've been proven right every time they get condemned by the mainstream media, over at CNN or MSNBC or anywhere else, New York Times. They end up being right. Times was wrong. The Washington Post, dead wrong. New York Post, oldest American newspaper, was right when it came to the Hunter Biden laptop. And they ran a story the other day. Headline, cancer rates rising in young people due to accelerating aging. And that according to a highly troubling new study. Now, what could that possibly mean? Well, they'll tell you it can't be this, that, or the other. We already know that. That's our predetermined outcome. We cannot have this. Now, come on. Washington University researchers presented a study this week at the American Association for Cancer Research's, you know, annual meeting in San Diego, California. And one of the researchers explained a strange current cancer trend that just took the entire cancer pharmaceutical industry by surprise. The realization that cancer, and now something they didn't figure before, aging, are becoming significant issues for younger demographics over the past decades. That was unexpected. Well, we mentioned a few things. Two things. Number one, if I'll be 70 this year. Kids, grandkids, now great-grandkids. And I've noticed something. With all of our processed foods in the past 40 to 50 years, you have young girls maturing a lot quicker than they used to. Could it be the stuff we're putting in the food? It's amazing. We're ripping out nutrients in the food. 90% of nutrients in vegetables we have today is gone compared to 50 years ago. We're eating just empty calories with no nutrients. If you hadn't figured that out yet. We microwave all of our foods, and that even takes out more nutrition, especially in vegetables. A lot of things we've adapted in this modern way of living have been detrimental. I've had a guy on this program before, and I need to get him back on again. He's a fun guy to have on. Dr. William Wong. And he made a statement. He said, the only big positive thing the pharmaceutical industry has really given us in the past 100 and some odd years is antibiotics. That is the single thing that has extended human life on this earth. Everything else has been detrimental. Think about that. I think he's right. Antibiotics, you know, we used to die of things 100 years ago. That's why the average age was 46. Wasn't heart attacks, it was getting infections, and people died of those infections. And now we can handle many of those infections. So we've extended life. And now we have things out there diminishing the immune system. I wonder what that could be. Well, we have been playing around with hormones, bad nutrition, instant gratification in our foods. We don't eat right at all. And then we have these mRNA shots that were given to kids starting in 2021. And we have a new word in our lexicon today called turbo cancer. I never heard of the term turbo cancer before. I worked in hospice many, many years ago, so I've dealt with cancer. But I've never heard the term turbo cancer. That was a new one. But it's normal. You just didn't realize it was normal. Believe us when we tell you it's normal, even though it isn't. But it is, so just trust us. After all, the shots are safe and effective, remember? They turned out not to be effective, and now we're finding out they're not safe. I mean, look at Kate Middleton. Her cancer. The new King of England, his cancer. I mean, there are too many cancers coming out today that didn't exist 5 years ago. And now we have this new thing, aging. That means they do it, and they do this from examining the blood of young people and older people. And they're finding that, well, They studied 150,000 blood work reports from a biobank database for patients under 55, and they estimated each patient's biological age using these blood markers or blood biomarkers, and then compared the calculated results to the actual chronological age. And they've noticed that over the years, we're getting older quicker. In other words, this blood-based biological age is a descriptor for a patient's internal biochemical health. When aging biomarkers appear, the patient's blood resembles an older person and they are less healthy. Brett Osborne, a Florida neurologist and longevity expert, explained that typically the older someone is chronologically, the greater the chance of developing diseases like heart attacks, diabetes, and strokes, and there's a lot of that today, and cancer. Who'd have thunk it? If your biological age is higher than your calculated biological age, it means that you run a higher risk. And now we have turbo cancers in young people. And the Post finally got into the article just a little bit deeper. Beyond cancer, they predict a spike would also be detected for other age-related diseases. Ah, spike. Yeah. Spike protein, maybe? From an mRNA vaccine that kids never needed? Now, they say we've been building this up for decades, since around 1965 or so. I kind of believe that with the changes in the way we've been processing food and the more fast food garbage we've been eating ever since. But it wasn't as dramatic a change. It's clearly a lie that this has been gradually. No, there has been some, but it accelerated. And when? Somewhere around 2021. And let's take it one step further. If this is happening to people under 55, what do you think is happening to those that are above 55? Well, it ain't slowing down, my friends, and they're the ones that are in that same sinking mRNA boat, and they're older to begin with. Yeah, a lot of deaths that are occurring higher than normal that just can't seem to be explained. Well, they could, but you're not allowed to explain it. We are living in this world of the absurd, from Ukraine to NATO. Yeah, they want to, let's make Ukraine a member of NATO. Then we can get everybody into World War III. And of course, it was something else in a recent news story that right now China, this is why I'm saying prophecy could come into bear. If you look at the book of Revelation as some of it still not yet fulfilled, what's going to happen if Blinken and the buffoons get their way and Ukraine is now in NATO? I don't see it happening anytime soon, but if it did, then you'd have the United States, France, Germany, and a bunch of other countries in Ukraine fighting not just the Russians, but the Chinese. Because the Chinese have said they're going to come to the aid of their newfound friend. Yeah. We are definitely living in some very peculiar times. Then I ran into this other story. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with this to show you the rot within the church. And then I've got some stories from public schools and a couple of other. Here's one real quick. Ben Affleck, you know, one of those great movie star kind of guys. And he married J-Lo or, you know, Jennifer Lopez. And it's nice to know that Ben Affleck's young daughter just changed her name and is now identifying as trans, and Jennifer Lopez's daughter is already come out as non-binary. Yeah, being LGBTQ, trans, whatever, is trendy in Hollywood. This is what is called delusion, my friends. These people have sold their cotton-picking souls. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies to all things good. And you go to their movies, you're supporting this garbage. And now they're destroying their children in this trans nonsense. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Then you have a gay pastor. There's a round table. I'm only going to play you a couple of seconds of it. These progressive pastors, one wearing a clerical collar. I mean, I wear one too occasionally, but explaining that the Bible is, you're just not understanding the Bible. 2 Peter 3, verse 16. The ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures. And this one is a classic example, and I'll explain in about 45 seconds from now.
When it comes to the Bible, I think there's, again, assumptions. And I think people don't dig deeper enough. And even when it talks about, you know, man should not lie with man as a woman, I thought it was very interesting because in Hebrew, is for man is ish. So instead of it saying ish shall not lie with ish, it says Zachariah is a male prostitute. And it is these limited ideas of people just reading text literally that is saying, oh, you're an abomination against God. No, not an abomination of God. I'm not having sex with men, and I'm not selling myself and using it as a way of worship or in the temple of God. No, the God that I believe is much bigger than a Bible. My God is liberative. My God, he is non-binary.
I go back to the same thing every time. Jesus said so much about so many things that he cared about. And Jesus said absolutely nothing about same-sex relationships.
All right, the pastor you heard talk first, his name is Sammy Haynes, and he's no pastor. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And apparently he doesn't really understand the biblical languages to make the claim that he did, that Leviticus uses the term Zakar, and that the word means, look, it means male in a broad sense. It doesn't mean just a male prostitute. The term ish refers to a man or husband, and that carries a basically different nuance. And the distinction that the Bible has does not support in any shape, manner, or form what this clown offered. The term Zakar is used all throughout the Hebrew text of the Bible to denote males of any species, human or animal. It does not carry any narrow meaning of male prostitute. The man is a liar. And there are a lot of liars in churches today, especially in mainline denominations. I shared it, what's going on in the Presbyterian Church. You see it in the United Methodist Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, United Church of Christ. I can go down a long list of perverted churches that have walked away from the scripture. They are lying to you. And they try to promote gayness and transgenderism, body butchering inside of the church, where it has no business. It's perversion. All of it. And the church is being hollowed out from the inside. It's dying from the inside. It's nothing more, as I said in the beginning of this program, it is increasingly a remnant church, the majority of which will hear the words, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of evil, you evil doers. Just go away. Another quick story. Woman sentenced to a month in prison over theft of Ashley Biden's diary. Well, you know that they had to try to get rid of it because it shows that Joe Biden is a pervert, a child molesting pervert with his own daughter. In the diary, she says, I was molested at a young age, being showered with as I'm in puberty with my dad. Yeah, and we're supposed to believe E. Jean Carroll was raped in a department store in New York City by Donald Trump, but we're not supposed to believe Ashley Biden. I'm sorry. I mean, as somebody pointed out, the diary is the diary from hell, and I feel sorry for the daughter. Hunter Biden's laptop was the laptop from hell, and this president and his current wife, who he had an affair with while he was still married to somebody else, is the presidency that is ushering in hell. You know, we get the leaders that we deserve, unfortunately, in our nation. Now, one story that has a little bit of good news. I ran into this one. There is a Texas middle school teacher who's just thoroughly upset.
So I keep hanging these flags up, and then I come back, and someone's ripped the pole off or broken it in half. It's okay if you have an opinion, but it's mine. It's not yours. I brought it in here. I hung it up.
So what kind of a flag was it that has this middle school teacher in Texas all bent out of shape that the students keep taking down and trying to get rid of? Is it the American flag? Is it the state flag of Texas? Is it a Christian flag? No, of course not. It's a gay and lesbian and trans flag that he's hanging in his middle school room. I got news for you, teacher. You reprobate, disgusting, evil individual. Get out of that classroom. You don't belong there. You are what is wrong. You are bringing God's judgment down. Don't you see it? Of course not. You're delusional. You believe that men should lie with men, women with women, and girls should become boys and boys should become girls because you have given your heart to Satan himself. You are demonically possessed to believe any of it. I've had enough. Students, keep ripping that flag down and let him know it does not belong in a middle school. And neither does he. Parents, find that teacher. Go to your school board. Demand his firing or demand that board resign and vote every one of those evil board members off that board. If you don't, you are giving your kids to Satan. Don't you see it? This is a fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and these powers. Do you not see it? I see it. And church, you've been asleep at the wheel, and most of the churches in America today are in bed with these evil individuals and satanic worshiping devils. You got churches that think it's great. They openly celebrate sodomy and embrace it. They ordain it into ministry. Get out from among them and do not touch the evil thing. If you're in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and I don't care if you think your church is safe, get out. You're supporting it at the top. You are giving it your money. Presbyterian Church, United States of America, United Methodist Church, United Church of Christ, the Episcopal Church of the United States of America, they're apostate. They're rotting. They're dangerous and they are condemned. Sorry to be so blunt, but somebody's got to have the guts to say it. And I'm not going to hold any punches. I'm not going to do it anymore because this is God's calling on my life to tell you the truth. If I don't, then I stand condemned before God if I don't tell you the truth. The Bible is clear. If you believe in, look, I know I'm going to get some hate mail from this little line, but so be it. Do your best. I can't wait to see it. I might even reply to you. I mean, I deal with it all the time. I don't care. I find it rather amusing. So yeah, do your best. If you believe in this mission and ministry, would you support us today? Go to the website, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from there or send a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth, 2ponder.com. Truth to ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.